What are you doing?
You're on tape.
So, what we're going to say about this diamond merchant. He needs a lot of cash. That's what diamond business does. So if you need a lot of cash, where do you get your money? Not from the banks. You get it from private loans. And along the derech, he went bankrupt. Officially, bankrupt, declared bankruptcy, bankruptcy declaration. And therefore, everyone received 15 cents on the
bottom. Famous 15 cents, 85.
Yeah. Move the clock forward. Quite a few years. And he's back in business. And he's doing very well.
These people accepted the 15, probably signed documents saying they have no further claims.
Correct. And no option. So, we're now a few years later and he's back in business and he's doing very well and he doesn't seem to have any credit problems. So therefore, the debts in some of them say, well, they take him to basis. There's no point taking him to court, because if you take him to court, yeah, you've already received your money, 15 cents. So they take him to court, basis, and say, hey, he owes me another 85 cents. On the dollar.
And there's no bankruptcy in Torah
law. Halacha doesn't have such a thing as bankruptcy. But Dina Malchus Sibylla does. So the shaila is, does the halacha by Kochach recognize Dina Malchus Sibylla bankruptcy because of Dina Malchus Sibylla or not? So, if Dina Malchus Sibylla applies in all subjects, then maybe yes. So now let's analyze properly this Rashba. The Rashba is the Shitta, which is also what the Ramah paskens, that dinner after dinner applies across the board and says to Moshe, that's the halacha. Okay? Maybe it applies also by bankruptcy. So Rashba, even though he holds the Shitta, he does say some limitation. What's his words again? Dinner after dinner, which applies, Vadai lo omru. Vadai doesn't apply everywhere. Ela b'davarim she'hei medinei hamalchus. Only when it's something which you define as concerning the state. Laws concerning the state. Dina de malchus, because we say, dina de malchus, dina of the state is applicable, obligated. Dina de malka lo omru, but dinim of the king doesn't apply. And Shadon Dinin Dinin Akus. What's the dinning of the king? That's an example of that. Is when it's a judgment that's lent down by the courts. Legislative body. Ein Eilu Mishmet HaMelucha. Legislative laws from the courts are not considered Dinin Malchus. Because you have to say my difference, said Dinah. Because I, the Rashba, holds Dinah Malchus applies in every subject. If it applies in every subject, then that means forget about having Shulchan Aruch, because it doesn't exist anymore, because Dinah Malchus applies in every subject. Elamai, there's a certain limitation even on that side that it applies everywhere. It only applies where it's called a state law and not when it's called a legislative law. Now, so we see from the Rashba, there is a certain limitation. Now we have to define this limitation. So, we'll speak out what we ended off with last week. Limitation, even according to the most makel shitter of broad shitter, that Dimach applies everywhere, there's a limitation, it doesn't apply legislatively. What does that mean? So let's analyze the two apparent opinions, how to learn this Rashba, what it means. Says the Ramah, who holds up this Rashba, says, Yeshomim, there is an opinion in Alokot, Shabamokim Shahaminak Shamalva Laakum, Lo Yochel Linkop of Boksmashah. In a place, a situation, where the Minak, which is based on the law, says that you can't go ahead and sell your guarantor that you receive from the borrower borrowed money and gave you a guarantor, and now he hasn't paid, you can't go ahead because of the law. And that created that minhag. The law said you can't go ahead and sell it even after due date. You have to still wait a year to sell it. If so, didn't gam kem Yisrael? So that's also obligated. That hanhaga, that law, is also an obligation now to a Jew, shehilva lechaver amashkin, who lends money to another fellow Jew and gets a pledge from a Jew. So also in basa acha minhag. Now we have to go after this minhag, which is based on that law, which says you can't sell this mashkin even after the due date for a year, even though halacha says that you can sell it after 30 days. You can sell it after 30 days. But the Dinah Malchus HaDinah created a situation in society. No, you can't do after 30 days if that's halacha, you have to wait a year. So this is a famous remark, which fits with what his personal shita is, that even the Dinah Malchus HaDinah, that does not apply personally to the king, it's bounding. Aight, says the word minog, that's how the Shach learned the remark, that it's not really minog, it's really a dinner, Malchus HaDinah obligation. And it's a Ramal is Shittosu. Okay. So far we haven't seen any limitation here. We're looking for what's Peshat in the limitation. So now we get the introduction from the Shach, an explanation of how he sees the limitation where Dimotus doesn't apply according to everybody, it doesn't apply. Says the Shach. It's extremely difficult for me, Lefini Astati, my humble opinion, to give an Dalpi Din Torah Yochel Leminko Lachas Amatron. Since the Torah says, go ahead, sell the pledge, the guarantor, after 30 days from the due dates, go ahead, that's what the Torah says. Heich Melal Limit Midine Goyin Levatel Din Torah. How can you say, Dinah the Malchus HaDinah, the Din of the Goyin, is Mevatel this Din Torah? That's what the Lashma is telling us. That even though Dinah Malchus HaDinah applies in all subjects, but not everywhere, it doesn't apply everywhere, it doesn't apply by legislative law, says the Shach. That's how, if that's what you're telling me doesn't apply everywhere, and not legislative law, then how can the Ramah say you have to wait a year? No one says you have to wait a year. That is Dinah Malchus HaDinah definitely doesn't apply. That's what the Rashi said clearly. So what do we see is the definition of the limitation in the eyes of the Shach, where Dinah Malchus HaDinah doesn't apply, according to everyone it doesn't apply. When? What is the definition according to the Shach when it doesn't apply? What's he saying? Here, when it goes against directly to a Torah halacha. Why? Because he's learning from the last words of the Rashba. We go back to number one, he's learning from the Rashba. Shim Eilatak Omer Game Botla Chasson Dinner Yisrael. He can't say it's bottled dinner Yisrael, says the Shach. That's the limitation. Whenever a Dinner Malchus Dinner is coming and saying, we're going to fight the Dinei Torah and say, no, in our eyes, this doesn't apply here, the Dinei Torah, says the Shach, irrelevant to the Malchus HaDinah, the Dinei Torah has no power to do such a thing. That's the Rashba Shitta, even though he said it applies to all subjects, it's not going to apply when the Torah has opinion to tell you what to do. So since the Torah says you can sell it after 30 days, so irrelevant what the Dinei Malchus HaDinah says, you have to wait a year. Doesn't apply, no one's going to say what's that. So says the Shach, that's the Rashba. So how can the Ramah say that? How can the Ramah say that? No one says what he says. That's his question, but and that's his definition.
I don't understand the Rashba too.
The Rashba or the Shach is interpretation.
The Shach.
Shach's interpretation.
The Shach. Who says the example? The Dina Machus Dina is going to really against Halakha. He doesn't go completely against Halakha. He just wait.
Where's your Zopo in your eyes?
Where
have we seen that it works by Yerusha? Bring me a life for Shulchan Aruch. That is another case where the Rashach should be saying his klal. That how can you say this?
I'm not going to pay taxes for the king of Pitara.
No Torah says it. Don't have to pay taxes.
Wait a minute. If I don't have to, then I'm allowed to keep it.
No.
The Torah says it's my money.
No.
Let me know.
No, the Torah doesn't say you can create obligations. So you can create
So that's what we're doing here. We're creating an obligation.
Yep.
We're creating an obligation for you to stay away for another 11 months.
And the problem. Now, as I repeat, I want to repeat what I said last week. That says the Shach, and it's also there's another modern place. This halacha works both ways around. Wherever they say you can sell it after 2 days, and the Torah says 30 days. Wherever they say sell it after a year, and you can't sell it after 30 days, and the Torah says 30 days. Both scenarios, that's called going against the Torah, and you have to do against what they said and wait 30 days, whether they say 2 days or a year. So therefore.
Not only that, I still say it'd be much more extreme example.
Okay.
But also, before we
got to dinner, I want a stronger question from you.
Even before we got to dinner and Rachel's to dinner, we learned that if there was no particular set rules in the halacha, you could go by the general rule, which is what basically is saying. Only if
there's that law. There's a set rule here. I'm agreeing with you. Why are you arguing with me? And you're agreeing with the Shach. Shach saying, if there's a set rule called the Torah saying, I see what to do with it, and the Din Malchus Din wants to say, do something different, we ignore it.
We learn that before dinner, without the Din Malchus Din. So you don't need
we were discussing. Okay, I'm guessing what you said. Now I understand what you said. There we were saying is when you took on a document to say I'm going to obligate myself in certain rules which they came up with, I'm going to actually sign on it as a document. Look, I brought myself into it, can you do that? And that we said you can if there's no set the rules that are easy to deal with in the Torah. That's when you actually signed on it winningly. Here we're discussing a different topic. What obligates you whether you like it or not? Now we need to say what is the rule without you bring it on to you. That we have to go according to what the halacha. Din Malchus Din is halacha, or what the Torah said before the Din Malchus Din. Says the Shach, whenever the Torah says something before the Din Malchus Din, it's irrelevant what the Din Malchus Din says now. And that's what the Rashba means by limitation. So if so, what does bankruptcy law say? What did the Torah say before bankruptcy? Is there such a thing as not paying your debts? No. What's the Torah says? Not only that, it's a mitzvah to pay. You have to pay. Bankruptcy law comes along, so whether you like it or not, there's a law that says you don't get your money.
Right.
Is that going against Torah?
Yes.
Going against Torah? So therefore, even if you hold like the Rashba, that Din Malchus applies in all subjects, it's not going to apply by bankruptcy law, because the Torah says, clearly, that no such thing as not paying your taxes.
Just a minute. Let's define it for a minute.
The Torah says 30 days pay.
No, Torah says you can't liquidate before 30 days. Let's say you have to liquidate
it
30 days.
If you don't run after the 30th day, you're going against the Torah?
No.
If you don't run after the 30th day.
But if they say a law that you can activate and sell the mushkin after 2 days, then you're going against it. So fine. So you understand that's our big question. That's our question. Okay.
After less than 30 days, you're going to get
use your energy for the end of this year.
So I'm asking.
Because we're all agreeing.
If you don't do it after 30 days, you're also going to get
No. It's up to you. No one can force me there. It's up to you.
That's right. There's a difference then.
One
is not up to you. So
this discussion is when I don't volunteer. I want to do this. I want to sell it after 30 days. Am I allowed to do that? The market is, if the market is, I'm not.
There's a difference between Sheba Kastay and Sheba.
Correct, but this scenario is both way round. It's both that Din Malchus Din says, after 5 days, sell it! And the Torah says, no, you're not allowed to. You have to wait 30 days. So it says, Shach Abata, you can't sell it.
Right. Okay.
You have to wait for this. That's one way. Then it says, all the way around. Then the Malchus says, you can't sell it until a year. Says the Torah, says, you want to sell it. You want to sell it. After 30 days, go ahead and sell it. And the Din of Malchus can't force you to wait.
That's perfect.
No, I'm going actively against Din of Malchus.
No, you're not doing anything. You're not selling
yes,
it.
Yes, after 30 days, you're selling it. Din of Malchus, Torah says, it's
well, says you can.
You can. And you go ahead and say, I want to sell it. This guy is what we want to do. What's the halacha talking about? Where a guy says, I want to sell this mashkin after 30 days. I'm going to sell it. Actively sell it. Then the Malchus is saying, no, you can't. Says the Ramah, yeah, you can't. That's actively stopping you.
Didn't they say dinner to Malchus to dinner
before? Yes, but now...
Why did you say what country they were going
to? But now, that was the whole question raised at the time. But there's also this Beferish written Torah law. So which one overrides?
But it's not just...
So says the Shach, it never overrides a Beferish written law.
But it isn't overriding. If you go according to dinner, Malchus to dinner, when you're not going against Torah law, if you wait more than 30 days, you're not going against Torah law.
Yeah,
if you
wait taking my rights.
Days,
yeah,
so it's not the same thing.
Yeah, but then you got my example of 5 days to answer your question.
But that ain't going yet.
Fine, but that's also brought down here.
That's also brought down, but it's two entirely different.
Okay, fine, he's got a problem. What the remark says, both.
Okay,
so that. Move on.
So why does he
okay, let's move on. He does bring it. I just.
That's
how long is this song? This song is this long. I bring
that's
this
That's your alumnus. Next week, I hope you'll write a little paper because we all want to know the answer to that.
No, we don't. I really answered it. So, what's the Ramah going to say? Because Ramah doesn't say this limitation. He holds you can go with dinner after in such a case. So it can't be the definition of the Rashba is whenever there's a Torah rule written, then forget about dinner after dinner. Because he's saying even in this scenario, it still applies. So what is the Ramah's definition? If you look at two base, the Shulchan Aruch there, which is the Ramah, brings down Maharik. Tanosa Isha, you marry a woman, Ve'ir Mesa Isha, then she dies. Lo Yocho Abi Isha. Your father-in-law, or your former father-in-law, can't say, no, Nidon Adava Bezile overcome, we go according to the Goyish law, which means, Goyish law would mean, I get my money back. Because we don't say Dinachsa. Oh, what do you mean, don't say Dinachsa? Dinachsa applies everywhere. No, here we don't say it. Even the Ramah says we don't say it. Ella Badovish Sheshbo Hana Lemelev, that's Poshut. Only in something which is beneficial for the king, then it's enough of them. Oh, Shahu Latakon is the name of Tina. Even though it's not beneficial to the king, and it's not for the king himself, but it's a law which is beneficial for
the population
of the country. Abu Losha Donna Bidini Obukovim, but more than that, to just go after their laws. Chas Hashomim came Botla called Dine Yisrael. This brother didn't say he uses the same type of lashon as the Rashba. So this is how the Ramah learned the Rashba. Maharaz of Rashba, yeah, it can go against a famous Torah law, but not every Torah law, because then Chas Hashomim bottled Dine Yisrael. So what is the limitation? The limitation is only when the dinner Malchus dinner is beneficial, obviously for the pockets of the king himself, and beneficial as a law that's beneficial to society at large.
What?
But if it doesn't fit into any of those two categories, then it won't work in the Malchus Adinah. It's not applicable.
Why is Yerusha less beneficial to society?
Let's translate the words. So he's saying, the Peshat in the Rashba, not really the last words of the Rashba, is really he's defining when it's called a law of state, where it's applicable, or when it's a law of legislative law. Law of state means beneficial to society. Legislative law, which it doesn't apply to the Malchus Adinah, is when it's a law which is not to do with society, it's not to corner.
We had this discussion before. Yeah. There is no
state. Now. I need to get a few words a bit in before we have another discussion. So the Ramah says, that's how I learned the Rashba. Now, let me ask you, according to that understanding of the law, bankruptcy law is therefore, is it fitting into
beneficial of the
legislative law and therefore doesn't apply to the Malchus of Dinner?
No.
Or is it fitting into state law and therefore is Dinner Malchus
of
Dinner?
It's
beneficial to society.
Correct. According to the point. Because
therefore, this side of discussion with our diamond dealer is whether his bankruptcy law is halacha, and therefore you can't get more than your 15 cents, which he already said, is really dependent on how the limitation is defined. Is the limitation saying Dinah Malchus does apply whenever it's connected what the Torah says, and the Torah says clearly bankruptcy doesn't apply, so obviously bankruptcy won't apply, and then he has to pay his other 85 cents. But if you say the Peshat, where Dinah Malchus applies always, even against Torah law, as long as it's beneficial to society, you just told me that bankruptcy law is beneficial to society at large, so then what would we say? That
okay.
Is it? And then, well, how much does he owe?
Nothing.
So the shaila is, how do we learn halachically the limitation of this rashba? Is it like the shach, and therefore bankruptcy won't apply? Or is it like the ramah, and therefore bankruptcy law would be halachically valid?
Just a minute.
That's the reason why there has to be some limitation. But what is the actual definition of the limitation? Says the Rama. The actual definition of the limitation is the first words of the Rashba, which is legislative law, not state law, yes. Which means state law, meaning
for the
benefit of society.
That means halacha is not beneficial. I reject that as a possibility. What he's saying, what the way we're interpreting it as we're discussing now, is that we're ignoring the words of the Rashba.
Not ignoring words. You didn't. Yeah, we're not. We're saying there can't be a non-limitation. Just say Din Machzor applies to everything. Because in Cain, Chas V'Shalom, possibly yes. But the Kali Yisrael and the Din Halacha has to apply somewhere.
Right.
But so therefore, where do we say it applies and Din Machzor doesn't? It applies whenever the Din Machzor is not telling me something beneficial for society. Then it will apply Halacha and not Din Machzor.
Wait, when it does what?
That's when halacha will apply, whenever state law is not saying state law, it's saying legislative law, it's saying things which are not necessary to corner of
danger. Hold on. Practically speaking, there's no such thing. Every latest land of law and history.
Okay, that's a technical thing.
So let me
I want a direct question, not something technical.
I will answer your question. Where would it apply? In a lacuna, where there is no state law, where there's no halacha against it, then Dina Malchus applies.
That's a shach. Why are you going to shach? The Rama said not like that. Even when there is a law, halacha, telling us what to do, we still don't have to follow it, says the Rama.
Oh, we still don't.
So therefore, when is limitation? Whenever the Dina Malchus of Dina is not powerful to override when it's only a legislative law.
According to Rama, why is there a difference between Yerusha and loans? Why is one considered beneficial to the state?
So we have to, now, before we get to that stage, let's first see how the psak halacha, in the eyes of a Moshe at least, between the Shach and the Rama. What is the definition of the limitation? Nafgemino, we said bankruptcy. So what did Rama Moshe say about bankruptcy? Look at number 3. Lefiza. Hadinim shekova hamalucha la'am echot. The visa hadinim shekova hamalucha. The halacha, the law which the state applied, le'im echot yorid ben ochotim. That if one person happens to lose a lot of money, ve'im b'kocha linal esik shalom, now he's got no power to be able to continue his business. Shekorim peshitas bankruptcy, which is called bankruptcy. Now he's got lots of debt. Shiyim levad shall give a notion. They appoint a group, a body of 3 people. Lachalik hamos, now to dish out the money which is around. Relative to the amount of money in proportion to what there is owed. The osa l'shum balchov litvos ba'asma, and the state law says it's osa now for any debtor to collect his own money. Huma did him. You know what? That's one of the laws. Lenegesh a call Akshe Medina. It's a law which is applicable for the whole benefit of the citizens. Umela habi gzel libsak. Therefore, the psak halata is like the Ramah, the dinner, the malchusa din, and such a thing. So who do we see? The Rav Moshe at least learns halacha is like in the definition of the limitation. Is it like the Rash, the Ramah, or like the Shach?
The Ramah.
That applies even when it's gates in the Torah. As long as it's beneficial, law applies across the board as for society. And that's what bankruptcy is.
What does that mean, beneficial to society, to be Mevatel with Torah? You're saying that they came up with a better system than the Torah?
No, not better system.
Hakonas HaShuk overriding Torah law all the time.
So I'm asking, are we saying basically...
Yeah, there are the Torah leaves...
Whenever you need to make a Takona, what Takona? That means the society is now developed to say that we've become not just a one-town commercial enterprise, we become a one-world commercial enterprise. Yeah? And the commerce is going in the back and the forward, and it's huge now. And there's now a necessary to encourage people to live and make a living, and things keep moving. So therefore, Takonas come in, and instead of Takonas, the power of Takonas, so to speak,
is the basic law, and you can.
The powers of Takonas, as now, so I said, also the Goyim can make laws in the form of Takonas. If
they
don't
the Torah law, what he's saying is that commerce is the key. And we have that also in Torah, where we have certain rules that expedite the ability to buy and sell, keeps the economy going. And if the Torah law is stopping that particular...
I'll give you a class example, even a halacha. Something called Takonas HaShuk. What's that? Yeah. I buy something. Find out afterwards, it's a stolen article. So now, halacha, without Takonas HaShuk, you have to give it back. Now if such a big thing is imposed, then what will happen? No one's going to buy? Because I said, maybe this is stolen, how do I know? And if I have, I'll just wait a month. Why get myself into sorrow, hazos, why bother? I'm not going to do it, not going to buy. Stagnant society, depreciation, nothing works. So Konas HaShuk came along and said, you don't have to give it back.
You were just Mevatel HaTorah.
You only have to give it back if, no, you only have to give it back if you get your money back. So you don't lose.
What?
That's the Takonas HaShuk over there. Yeah, so that's even the halacha recognizes the scenarios where we have to encourage commerce.
Why is that any more of a fetish? Because the Torah is designed to be changed, to be changed by the Goyim, just the most, to be changed by the Jews.
So dinner, Marcus, the dinner applies when they make such laws as well. Which is recognized as being essential for even we would have made
them. What gives them the power?
Okay. Now. Okay, so we've said. Limitation. We said the definition of limitation, machlokas. We said how Rav Moshe paskens in that definition. Okay, let's move on.
So wait a minute. According to Rav Moshe's sack, though, it would be usher even for the guy to try to come to Beis Din to get the money because.
He could try, but we
won't
be able to.
No, but you know, you're not allowed even to attempt to collect.
I'm not sure if that applies.
Why?
You can ask always a shiloh. You can't stop me asking shiloh.
No, Shiloh is one thing, but to drag the guy to
basically. That's no more than a Shiloh. That's no more than a Shiloh.
Am I not right? The Dina the Malchusa would say you can't do that because that's.
Fine, and then I'll say that Chalik of Dina Malchusa is relevant.
Why?
Because it's not necessary for the Sekonda.
It is, because the whole point is to give a guy a fresh start. He shouldn't be hounded.
He shouldn't be hounded. For half an hour and find out. You can
what happens if the Beis Din misreads Dina the Malchusa Dina? How do they know what Dina? Do they hire a lawyer?
Don't talk about those practical shaylos until we get clear the Kalalim.
Okay.
Now, let's move forward. Let's go back to our Moshe and from last week and see whether we have answered the problem which arose last week. Let's look at that before. We're going back to Portland, Oregon. Now, Portland, Oregon, if you remember the Shiloh over there, was is that the law got involved over there, and they forced the husband, you have to pay mazonos to your wife, and if you don't, you're in prison, and he was in prison. And we want to know whether that's halakhically recognizable. Because the nafka min, if he makes deals afterwards to get the get, if it was halakhically reasonable, then the get is valid, because he's making a deal. This is what I owe, halakhically. In exchange for that, I get that much, let me off this, and I'll give you the get. Yeah. If it's not halakhically enforceable, because the mother doesn't apply over there, then they're just trying to steal money. And of course the get's not a get, because I'm just trying to save my money. I'm being forced to give a get, but it's my money. Said to Moshe, "Tolly, shim chayev zonos sarei ain kal nonos kal. If you're chayev because of the matzah zidina, then obviously it's all onus. The get's a good get. And lo hayu chayev zonos, but shechiyev umakos. But if you're not halachically chayev, just the court got involved, which is not recognizable. Shaloka dina Torah, aim is dina matzah zidina. So therefore, the shaila is there dina matzah zidina or not? Says Moshe, it's a sofik. Sofik, don't know." Now, why is Rav Moshe saying it's a sofik?
Is that something that benefits society or not?
Firstly, as you said last week, Rav Moshe Paskin, Dina Machalina applies not only when it's Nogeya to King, Dina Machalina applies because he passes like the Ma, when it's Nogeya to everybody. So you can't say his sofik is, well, it's not Nogeya to King. I think Rav Moshe doesn't need it to be Nogeya to King. It applies all right. So why is he a sofik?
He's not sure if it benefits society or not. Is this something that benefits society?
Because now we've introduced, as Tuli says, even if you hold, Dina Machzor applies on all subjects, which is what Rav Moshe holds, it doesn't always apply. There is a limitation. We just read out. There is a limitation. When is that limitation? When it's not considered a law which is takana for the citizens. So what, therefore, is the sofik of Rav Moshe? The sofik of Rav Moshe is whether this law of mazonos is called a benefit to your citizens or not.
From what you said before, that basically it applies to Paul and Jane Medina. So here, any woman who's married and is in a situation like this sounds beneficial. Could be shy to Islam to benefit from this.
Yusuf, now that's why I'm going around the table. Do you think this law of the Zonas, we've read it has what Baruch said? Do you think this law of the Zonas is something which is called Takonas HaMedina, applying the whole Anshei HaMedina, or not? What do you feel?
The Moshe is unsure.
The Moshe is unsure. I want to know what you think. Baruch Zeisho.
Seems to me to be more beneficial.
Baruch is very sure.
Seems to me to be more beneficial than bankruptcy law. But I'd say the style. The style, our husband has to score the white. We have chaos.
And all the laws. Why
is that? I think it's more beneficial than bankruptcy law. I'm not sure about bankruptcy law.
Now, I'll remind you of the scenario that Ramosha is talking about. Ramosha is talking about a scenario. This is very small. It's very big. Ramosha is talking about a scenario where Halacha, without any demand, says she doesn't entice to Muslims. Why would Halacha say you're not entitled to Muslims? You're married. What? Why does a woman not, according to Halacha, not get the zone sometimes?
She's
meredith. What's meredith? Rebels. A rebellious wife is not entitled to the zone, according to Halacha. What's called a rebellious wife?
Didn't keep the Shehudis, that's Torah, that's Moshe.
That's one suggestion. But the one that's going to get over here, it is Shaila. She doesn't want to keep her obligations as a wife. She doesn't want to be in the same house with him, doesn't want to cook his food, doesn't want to look after him. Do things which she's required to do as a wife. She doesn't want to do that. It's called a rebellious wife. So that says, rebellious life says, don't get mazonos. So that's the type of woman. Comes along, in the mouth of the dinner, and say, even such a woman gets mazonos. That's what they say. That's the case of Paula Organ. She's entitled to mazonos. She married her. You're in prison.
You were divorced, but the other she was married.
What? She wants a divorce. Can a woman just say, I want a divorce? Halachic, I want a divorce. Yeah, she wants, but doesn't mean she's keeping her obligations. But she didn't. She didn't keep up with I call that a tshuva. Again, that's what the tshuva was, the story was.
Maybe this is the most topic. I think it would.
So, and before Ramesh, I want to know what you feel there for. Now, you're knowing that we're talking about rebellious women halachically. Says the law, even rebellious women get the zonos.
So
is that a law which is beneficial to the corners of Medina to say, well, that applies?
I think it depends.
What do you think beneficial is? I think we're coming around to the same thing.
Each. I want everyone to give their opinion.
Can I say something?
No. You can say at the end. Look, so we'll go around the table quickly. I think it depends
on what the source of law is. This is obviously from a long time ago, because they didn't have them put people in prison for not supporting their wives for many, 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 many years. So it would depend if this source of the law was religious or civil. In other words, if they were doing it as a Christian country, and it was to put in the laws of Christianity, then I would say it's not for that kind of society. But if it was societal, then it would be.
What's on the side of calling the society? What does it mean, society? Let's forget the.
They're doing it in order to make sure that women are not thrown on the street, because they in those days women that weren't married.
Let's go quickly rather than yes, no, the type of answers. Yeah.
No, that's my question. Yes. I'm not waiting just to say yes or no.
I'll let you. You're the last one. So I'll let you speak.
Based on the fact that we said that inheritance is considered beneficial to society, this would seem more similar to that.
When did you say inheritance today? When did it say over here that it
was
beneficial?
We saw that with a shock on the Ramah. We saw that.
They're talking about inheritance.
What was the case?
Of inheritance where even Ramah says it's nothing.
Oh, so then I would say no then.
Ramah says inheritance is not.
Oh, fine. This is more similar to that.
So you're saying no?
Right,
no, so you're saying no. Okay. Eric. Because of the same reasons of the matters. The woman's on the streets. Yeah? Yes? Okay. Shmuel, have you got? Okay.
It's beneficial to a Jewish society. It's not beneficial to Jewish society.
No.
What do you want?
They shoot. Remember, they shoot.
Okay. So if it's not beneficial to Jewish society, so then it's not called beneficial. It has to be beneficial to the population.
And if it's not beneficial to Jews, it's not.
If you're saying that there's a whole group out there which is not beneficial to me, then it's not called the whole arm.
It has to be designed to be beneficial.
You have your shot.
Okay.
My patience has waned.
Okay. And you can say that.
Okay. There is a fundamental thread that runs through all of us, and that is halacha hashuk. We need society to move on. That includes a woman who does not wish to be married. Now, this is where I have a problem, because halacha, it didn't make a difference if a woman did or didn't. But if we're talking about beneficial, it's the same thing as the shuk. You need to make it easier to transact, or society collapses. The same thing is true over here. She doesn't want to be married, and she's asking for support. Of course you give the support, otherwise it falls on the community. If it indirectly also leads to her manipulating a divorce, where we wouldn't want a divorce, why wouldn't we want a divorce if she is a rebellious wife and doesn't want to live with him? So this particular point of the shuk applies across the board. I think that's the ikur.
Okay, so we've got
beneficial.
Rabbi Nachman has told us that the shuk, why? Because it's beneficial, she needs to move on. She needs to be, but halacha says a woman can't force a divorce. And what do you mean? She's going to be on the streets, and therefore statues are, no, go back to your house. If you want food, go back to your house. until you want your job, and you get paid.
Or she can run around with a goy on the side, and we don't want that.
That's fine, but wait a second.
Civil law is designed for society, not for Jews. And for goyim, they can say, I want a divorce, and just leave.
Yeah.
Divorce.
Yep.
So basically,
Moshe was misopic. We've had majority seem to say it is beneficial. There is an opinion that says that's opposite, it's not beneficial. There's someone who said it's misopic. But Moshe himself was misopic. So it means we have to define what does it mean beneficial to society. That's when we get the answer.
I have a question. This is all hinging on a rebellious wife, not a rebellious wife.
She is rebellious.
When the halacha says that divorce is dependent on man, he has to give it willingly, does that mean that halacha is saying to the men, you can now use this to extort money and other things along with it?
But nowadays, can a woman be forced to get divorced? No. So the man has to also give it that. The woman has to also accept willingly divorce as well. It's now both ways. Man and woman are stuck to each other.
Is the Torah therefore endorsing extortion using any of these halakhic abilities?
It's not endorsing extortion.
It's not endorsing at all. So surely that negates the whole...
Because your definition of extortion is totally crumb.
It is. Saying, give me money and I'll give you a divorce.
But that's a rare case.
He said, no. I'm happy to stay married. I'm happy to have you at home and carry on the marriage. However, if you give me enough incentive to move on, then I'm better to take the incentive. I'm not saying I am forcing you to give me money.
Obviously it's forcing.
No.
It's forcing.
You can't do what you want in life, I'm afraid. You are bound to God and you're bound to human beings.
It's forcing the issue one way or the other.
God, she may be forcing the issue, I think, in this case.
She only forced the issue because you tried to take money from her.
No. You say, I want you to stay with us. Let's go to Shalom Bias. Let's go to Shalom Bias counseling. Let's try and work out.
She might have found somebody else.
Okay. So now, we have to move on in our search to what means the corners are so beneficial. You're making up stories.
I'm not making up.
You don't even know what happened.
He's a lender.
He's giving me money.
So you don't know the story. You don't know the story. You don't know the facts. You don't know the facts. You read the newspapers. That's all.
The person who wants a woman to stay his wife. He wants to say his wife or he wants to say his servant?
You don't know.
The person who wants a woman to stay his wife doesn't say, do what I tell you, be my servant or give me money.
It's not a fact. You don't know the story. How can you say
something? The story is, give me money or...
No, that's the end of the story, not the story. Okay. Maybe she beat him. A lot of wife beaters nowadays. Now... Let's carry on. The Shach asks a question on this Ramah. Number 5. Tshuva Tarashpa. Yeah, you've got the Shuva. Lokos Bechola Tshuva. I don't understand. It doesn't write in any of the Tshuva. Rat Shachalila Shadom Bedine Goim. All the main words of the Rashpa was, Chas v'shon, you're going to go like the goyim. Negative term. V'ot, to me, Mafis, what are you saying this chilik? That's tekona. In came, v'chol dineyem neyma shu'ula tekona's ben medina. You're saying a word. Whenever it's tekona's medina, it's applicable. Where do you draw the line? You can just analyze every law and say, well, this is Kokonas. What do you think you voted these guys in for? To make laws. So, of course, what they're trying to make laws beneficial to society. So, every single law is beneficial. So, therefore, what has the Rama's definition done? To try and limit it. How is it limited? It hasn't limited one iota. The whole purpose of this definition is to say it doesn't apply everywhere, and there is a place for Torah. But your definition doesn't do that, because every law you can say is beneficial to society. I don't understand your translation of what the Rashba is saying. It can't be true, because it hasn't fitted in with the concept which the Rashba is trying to do, which is to say limitation, there is a place for Torah. Doesn't, for your definition, because every law is beneficial.
That's right.
So no, that means this stresses our issue where we're having stresses is that we have to define what called beneficial to society, because otherwise you just can spread it to everything itself.
I see the remark.
We're going to finish off with a further and last problem. Another Ramosha. Moshe is case Savasa Isha Akasha. The woman, number 6, she wrote a will. Does halakha recognize wills? The halakha doesn't recognize secular wills. Doesn't recognize secular wills. Especially a woman who's making a statement which is connected to what the halakha says. If she dies, it should go to the husband. So it says to Ramosha, L'chura l'dina ein savotunkum. According to halakha, her will is nothing. Jiyosha, so by the husband gets it. If he can say where what that money is, basically what he wants to do with it, he can decide. If the money goes to the stalker, he can say it's my pledge to stalker. Okay. Avu. But Dvarim Ke'elim. But I tell you, in these matters, like wills, Vadai Mahani Dinamachusan. For sure Dinamachusan it works. Visakarakov, that's what the Ramah holds. Now, I've got a huge problem with this Ramosha. Up to now I had issues, but now I've got an outright unanswerable question until next week.
The Ramosha didn't work very well.
Your side explain the Ramah? And you're trying to say the Ramah held that when it's beneficial to society, it can override Torah. You say that you want to go with that? Fine. The Shah says not like that, but you can go like that. Fine. But Ramah says there is a case where I agree Dinamachus doesn't apply. What is the classic example? What is the classic example where Dinamachus doesn't apply, even in the Ramah's? What's his case?
By Yerusha.
You can't tell how Dinamachus can't take over and say how Yerusha works. No. That's not beneficial society. It doesn't apply. That's what Ramah himself says. Spoke it out.
In
number 2b.
That's not Yerusha.
That's Yerusha.
It's not Yerusha. He wants to take back the money that was his.
And the husband says, the woman dies and it's my money.
No, the woman says it's not your money. Not a din of Yerusha. They're not saying who inherits it.
Yes, it is.
No,
because... Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The woman dies
and gets back his money because he was
in Yerusha. He's in Yerusha. The whole Shuvah, that whole Ramah is based on that.
I don't think the whole Ramah
is based on the Rashba as well.
Yes.
Which is talking about Yerusha.
Which Rashba?
That's two base.
That whole Ramah
is based on the
Rashba. Which
Rashba is only Yerusha? So therefore, the classic case where even the Ramah agrees it doesn't apply is when are you telling me to do with the money after death? That's the case. It doesn't apply. That Dinamachus doesn't apply. Why it's not Sakonis, Ashok, I have to explain why, but that's the example. So how can Ramosha say, for sure it applies. Yeah, when she makes a will, it applies. That's the Rashi. What are you talking about? And that's the Ramah. What's that case where the Ramah said it doesn't apply? Therefore, not only do you have a problem, but how do you actually define Sakonis, Ashok? We've got a problem. How can Ramosha say, this is also Tonic Constitution? What do you mean? This is the classic example where it's not Tonic Constitution. Ad Khan until next week.
You still resolved anything?
We had such a